the whole thing only took 20 minutes of perfection of joy. I get in the car and 4 hours and 50 minutes went by. Did I compress time? What happened in this, did time squeeze together?
Well, there are a number of things we want to say to you about that. First, in response to your last very pointed question, is time is perceptual.
Yes.
And as you perceive it to be, is the way that it is. In other words, your husband undoubtedly had a different view of the passing of that same amount of time.
Yes.
So it isn't that the time actually changed, but your perception of it is what it is. The most significant thing that we want to say to you, and it'll be helpful to everyone who's listening in, is that you had done a good job of pre-paving and coming into alignment even before you got there. So the alignment was well underway. Then you had that momentary upstream experience. But all that did, in other words, as you read the disclaimer and worried about what they were saying and gotcha, all that happened is because you had gotten yourself moving so powerfully in your stream, when you turned upstream, of course it would feel violent. In other words, that's logical. And then when you sat and could not find a downstream thought,
no,
you did manage to do what we've been talking about all day here today. You did manage to quiet your mind. And as you quieted your mind, you stopped your resistant trek upstream, the stream turned you into the current, and at the already swift moving current, along you went so rapidly that you actually had that sort of vision experience where something that was perfectly in alignment with what you were seeking actually occurred to you. Now, none of that could happen without coming into utter alignment with who you really are. So the best way we can say this to you in, and the briefest way, is you allowed the energy of who you really are to dominate your experience while you were in that chair. In other words, your inner being was the consciousness that was most present as you were having that experience. And that's why well-being was the dominant experience. You can do that under any and all conditions. You can do that in arguments with your spouse. You can do that in discomfort with your work. You can do that in litigation with another. But most of you don't do it unless the stakes were high. And that's the thing that we want to talk about here. You had deliberately brought yourself into alignment because it mattered. So perhaps someone should write a book that says, when you care as much as you do when you're on the brink of a root canal, it will work better for you. In other words, you focus more powerfully. We've been talking about how if you want something and you allow it, and you want it and you allow it, and you want it and allow it, then it is. But sometimes, because you like the drama of it, you really don't allow it, which makes you really want it, and you really don't allow it, which makes you really want it. And this was a situation where you had clearly gotten the energy going. You were only out of alignment a little bit, just enough to feel yourself in it. It was the momentum of your pre-paving that served you mostly, and your allowance of your alignment with Source that gave you that blissful experience. And you know you have really achieved a state of coming into alignment easily when you can do it on the brink and in the middle of a root canal. In other words, yes, if you can do it under those conditions, for heaven's sakes, you could do it under all conditions, yes, but most of you wouldn't try as hard under normal conditions as you would during a root canal. That's the point that you're helping us make, and it's such a powerful point. So you want to leave this seminar saying, I want everything to be as important as a root canal so that I will use my power of focus. And we say, well, just play it however you can. Be as specific as you can be and still feel good.
So when the book came into my mind and that page 14 that I adore because I am adored came to me spontaneously, so that was Source also, right? Source came and read it to me,
but
that page.
But it was more than that. It wasn't Source coming to you. It was you being Source.
Okay.
You see what we're getting at?
Yes. It,
when you allow yourself that blending, you are that. That's why your doctor was bowled over with the sincerity of your